My Thoughts on Life's Intimate Wonders. Written by Vivian Ann Valesco. Narrated by Lee Jago. Ron Semin, Indiana Dunes photographer and hiking guide, donated his photography for the cover of my collection. His strong eye of God's beauty at the dunes is a comfort for us all. Sunsets are a passion of mine. As I look onto his work, the movement of the bird in flight reminds me to open wings and soar high. As I look on the water at this sacred place, I'm reminded of where we all came from and the power that our Lord has over our lives and day-to-day presence here on His earth. This collection is a journey through life with God on my side. I dedicate this book to my wonderful family and friends with an inside smile. To my father who helped me put my first words to paper. You have all touched me and given me smiles and the ability to laugh and find myself. For that, I am very grateful. My favorite photos to share with my readers. My entire life I've enjoyed photographs of family, friends, and the landscapes around us here on Earth. I took these photos throughout the years and have saved them, refer back to these sites on many occasions. They give me strength and comfort in good times and bad. It seems only fitting that I would share my favorites, giving a promenade location in my collection. These were taken in Northwest Indiana at the Indiana Dunes, where I have experienced comfort, serenity, many laughs, and sometimes tears. Even in the middle of a total rainstorm, sitting under a wooden pavilion, I have found beautiful memories and, of course, laughs at being the only one there during a storm. So it is a special place for me. I hope, as my readers, you'll see what I see and value the strength and serenity that can surround you from God's fingerprints. I look forward to this dunes trip every year and hope to continue the tradition for a lifetime. Chapter 1. Words. As a child, your mom taught you to use your words softly and with meaning. As young adults, we learned early on how words can hurt and cut you to the core. As adults, those same words not only hurt, but connected with sarcasm and in mockery, can change our lives forever. Strange how a word can affect us in our daily routine. A word can make us smile, bring a tear of joy, sour a day, or stay in our minds for the years ahead. They are so powerful, and yet such a small thing. These words were chosen for you with much consideration. As your friend, we have a bond and a connection. I have listened through the years, and these words suit you and are in my favor. Choose your words wisely, as they can cut like a knife or soothe a broken heart. It is so sad that poorly selected words and phrases can break up a family for years to come. With all your strength, never let this happen. Family needs the force we get from one another in day-to-day life or in any crisis. Keep your words in this little pouch in your pocket or purse or anywhere near you. When you are hurt, distressed, or in pain, know that I'm there for you and I know the right words to whisper to you. In times we are not together, pull out these specially chosen words and read them and keep them in your mind and heart. They will give you strength. The power of the written word is very strong. I, for one, never doubt how hurtful or how wonderful they can be. May all your words give you pleasure not only for yourself, but for one another. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. Audrey Hepburn, April 21, 2015. Women's Empowerment Conference, Austin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?